Praise the Lord. The Lord bless each and everyone this morning. We'll give everyone a very warm welcome in the name of the Lord. And good to see you, Brother Al. God bless you. And two street preachers beside each other. Yule goes on the streets as well. The Lord bless both men this morning. And there is a few folks missing in Mother's Day, but I find it hard to believe that a year's went since last Mother's Day. The time goes so fast. But that's life, isn't it? But the Lord bless you all this morning. Let's turn to John's Gospel. And Brother Gary won't be here tonight because he's going to preach at Castle Derg, isn't that right? Castle Derg. There's a wee meeting started there. It's maybe going a couple of years now. I've went down and preached there, and Gary's went down there and he's going again. So pray for Brother Gary as he goes. And then Samuel will be preaching here tonight at 6. So we'll be back at 6 tonight. Brother Samuel will be preaching tonight at 6 o'clock. But if we can turn to John chapter 19, verse 25 to 27. And the Lord Jesus, referring to his earthly mother while he was on the cross. And today I want to speak about great women. It's Mother's Day, and we want to just mention a few things from the Word of God this morning. Let's read from let me go back till verse 23 of John chapter 19. Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts, till every soldier a part, and also his coat. Now the coat was without seam, woven from the top throughout. They said therefore among themselves, let us not rend it, but let us cast lots for it, whose it shall be, that the scripture might be fulfilled which saith, they parted my garments among them, and for my vesture they did cast lots. These things therefore the soldiers did. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and his disciples standing by, whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Then saith he to the disciple, Behold thy mother. From that hour that disciple took her unto his own home. And we believe it was John that done that. Let's bow our heads this morning. If you have a need of any type, well, every head's bowed and every eye closed, just lift your hand before the Lord and we'll remember you in prayer this morning. Praise God, praise God. Heavenly Father, we humbly and we reverently bow before you this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We plead the merits of your precious blood over our lives afresh and over this house and all that's near and dear to us this morning. We plead your precious blood. Father, we thank you for the cross. We thank you for the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you that you rose again on the third day, triumphant over death, hell, and the grave. And we give you all the praise. We love you this morning with all of our hearts because you first loved us. Lord, we thank you for saving us, for lifting us from out the dung heap, and to put us on the straight and the narrow way, and we give you the praise and the glory. Lord, we pray for the hands that's raised. You'll meet every single need. And for the nurses and doctors, some that had to work, we pray you bless them, strengthen them. Give wisdom to those in authority. We pray for your own people, Israel, again this morning, that you'll protect them and watch over them. And we pray for this meeting, that you'll bless and encourage and strengthen. And especially the mothers this morning, bless all the mothers in this house. And Lord, those that's maybe been bereaved recently, we ask for comfort, for strength, and that you'll bless them as well. And we do pray for families this morning that's been mentioned and we've heard of, where we pray for strength and comfort in Jesus' precious name. Now, Lord, may every spirit be subject to the Holy Spirit, and may you have your way in this service in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Praise God. You may be seated. Mother's Day has come, we know, to be remembered. It's a very important day in this wee country and many other parts of the world. And it's good that people pause for a moment to pay a tribute to the best loved person in the world. That should be their mother. And one of the most loved pictures is the picture of a mother in the arms, you know, a baby in the arms of a mother. Many artists draw it because it's such a lovely drawn and everything. They made sculptures of it. And we see many artists do that. And we also see the Lord Jesus Christ in his agony on the cross. And that was one of the third sayings of the cross. There's seven sayings of the cross. That was the third saying of the cross, where they parted his garments. And I won't go into all the sayings this morning. But the Lord Jesus paused, even in the suffering and in the agony, and he remembered his earthly mother. And remember, the Bible says he's made of a woman. Made of a woman. And he remembered her, and he told that disciple to take her to his own home and to love her. Paul the Apostle praised Timothy's mother, and he also praised Timothy's grandmother. 2 Timothy 1, verse 3 and 5. I thank God when I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that also in thee. Paul was thanking God for Timothy's faith and for his wonderful life and ministry, and so that he could thank God for his grandmother Lois and his mother Eunice, because there are women of God. Women of God that had influenced Timothy with the message of the Savior, of the Lord Jesus Christ. He had been influenced from his mother and also his grandmother. And isn't that a wonderful thing that parents, as parents, we're to influence our children, and as mothers, we're to be influencing our children. Now, we know four of the Ten Commandments have to do with relation to God, and the six is our relationship to mankind. So four of them's to do with our relationship to God, six of them's to do with our relationship to mankind. But the first of these six, Exodus 20:12, is this: honor thy father and thy mother. Now, here's a thing we don't see today in modern society. In modern society today, children in general have no respect for their mothers and fathers. But the Bible says, honor thy father and mother, that the days may be long on the land of the living. Praise God. On the land of the living that the Lord thy God giveth thee. And we're also reminded in Ephesians 6:2, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. With promise. And I tell you, it's not a wonderful thing when you honor your father and mother. There's promise. God says, if you honor your father and mother, your days will be long on the land of the living. That's a promise of God. And I tell you, so many of the dead don't honor their father and they don't honor their mother. Now, the wife shares with her husband that marvelous privilege of bringing a soul into life, into being. When the husband and wife come together in conception and the wife bears a wee child or a wee soul or not, every soul is precious in the eyes of the Lord. And the husband and the wife are heirs together of the grace of life. Did you know that? They're heirs together of the grace of life. 1 Peter 3:7 says, likewise ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife, as unto the weaker vessel, as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. And I tell you, it's a wonderful thing that a mother and a father are in unity, and they can pray together, and they're heirs together with God, and their prayers won't be hindered, their prayers will be answered. Not tremendous. We don't see much of that today. We hear much of that today. Praying in the home. Praying together. Agreeing together in the home. Not just in church, but in the home. Now, we know motherhood is greatly exalted in the Bible. It's greatly exalted. And I'm bringing this today because this is Mother's Day. It is the mother as well as the father who is to be honored, respected, obeyed, supported, for the children in their old age. And you know, now I'm going to mention the Messianic law, but I want to say before I mention it, we're not under the law, we're under grace. But I want you to get a picture, if we were under the law this morning, penalties. But thank God we're under grace, and I'd be guilty. I'm the first man to put my hand up, I'd be guilty. Because I rebelled against my parents. I left home, I cheeked my dad, and everything, we fell out. I left home for a time. It was only God's grace that brought me back in union and fellowship with my parents. But the Messianic law, for a man to smite his father or a mother, or even to curse either, he was to be put to death. Exodus 21, verse 15, 17 tells us, put to death if he was to smite. That's under the old law. Aren't you glad this morning that we're not under the old law? Many's a fellow's hit his dad. Many's a time. I know of a family, and I won't mention the names, but I'll tell you, this family, one of the fellas is a great preacher. He's a preacher of the day. But their dad was bad on them. He was brutal on them. And he hammered them badly. And these fellas weren't wee lads no longer one day. And the dad not only hammered them, but he came home and started hammering the wife. And the two boys fell to him. And they hospitalized him and actually near killed him. They put him in hospital. And one of them fellas is a preacher that there. Philip knows who I'm talking about. I won't mention his name. And I'll tell you, he was a tight fella. When he was 16, he was 16 stone. When he was 18, he was 18 stone. When he was 20, he was 20 stone. He lifted a car out of a shock with his two hands that went in the snow for a farm outside the moor. He was a strong fella, and then he had a bad accident and he was badly injured. But he did the weights and he could build back again. But it's not some penalty, just imagine. If you were to do something to your mother or father, you'd be stoned to death. Isn't it? Now when Isaiah the prophet thought of God, he also thought of his mother. And look what Isaiah said in Isaiah 66 verse 13. As one whom his mother comforted, so will I comfort you, and ye shall be comforted in Jerusalem. Now I want you to read you a wee thing this morning from Grace Noel Crowell. And this is just like a wee poem or some words, and I thought it was beautiful. There are still mothers. In the stress and tumult of the world today, we grow confused. In hope's lifts like a light, there still are mothers, mothers who can pray, who kneel beside a window ledge at night to speak to one beyond the further stars. As they commit all kinds to his care, for no true mother in her prayers bars another son and daughters from her prayers. So long as there are mothers who thus kneel, who God makes word a pathway, men may grope. And wonder in amaze, the world may reel beneath the shock of war, but there's hope, and we have war to minute. The brightest hope when mothers pray, then wait in faith that God will answer soon or late. And I'll tell you, it's great to have a mother's prayer. And my own mom's here this morning. And I know she used to pray for us. She used to plead the blood in us. And I'm going to tell you it's a true happening this morning. I have two brothers that's not here. One of them is in another church in Dromore. There's another one. He's backslid away from God this morning. But when they were wee fellas, and there's a Norway fella, and they went away out one day round the river in Dromore. And I remember my mom always saying, she always pleaded the blood of Jesus over us every morning. When we went out to school, she pleaded the blood over us. That the blood of Jesus would protect us. Well, Arne and Matthew went out, and not our wee lad, William, never come home. He fell in the river. There was a big flood. And he fell in the river. And he drowned in the river. And Arne and Matthew tried to save him. They could have been drowned themselves. And he flooded in the river. And you know the sad thing as well. I'll tell you a sad thing. There's a big fella called Mark Irvin. He went to the same brethren assembly as me, Mother Farnigan. And he waded in the water and he brought that wee lad out. And Mark had a tragic crash in a car as well. and was swept out into eternity just outside Hillsborough's Carman off the road at a very high speed. And his father was a great brother and man all his life. He never was the same again when that young man died. And I tell you, it's mother's prayers. And you might think when you kneel to pray for your son or your daughter, the devil might tell you you're wasting your time. And they could go 1,000 miles away. Look at me, myself. My mother and father were praying for me. My mother woke up one night and she says to my dad, she says, Billy, Tommy's dead. She dreamed, she seen me in a yellow jumper and blood all over it. And that very night, I was in a massive car crash. And I was wearing a yellow jumper. And I remember getting out of the car and we crashed at a very massive speed. And the car tumbled. And I was knocked unconscious. And I came round and I heard a man calling my voice, Tommy, Tommy. And me and him broke the windies to get out. The windies were jammed. She was upside down. We get out on the road and a presence come over me. And the voice spoke to me and said, if my hand wasn't on you, you'd be dead. And we laughed it off. And on we went and had hardly a mark on me. And the police later told me, they said, they don't know how we survived in that car. Just another few inches and the post would have went in through it. The wheels and the shocks and everything was tore off the front of it. Mother's prayers. My father prayed. I ended up in jail. You know that yourselves. And God gave him a scripture. Be still and know that I am God. And while he had that scripture, just one wee scripture, and the devil says, well, what do you do with one wee scripture? God was the one that done it. At the same time in a jail cell, God visited me and spoke to me and transformed my life. I thank God for this morning. And this day, every one of us should make a way to voice afresh our gratitude for our mothers. Those of mothers still here on earth, why not send a bunch of flowers showing your love if the dear mothers went beyond? Some have. Just think of her Christian life. We have a sister that went recently and she's left a great testimony. From really a great testimony. Think of a Christian life for principles. How she met the Savior. How she got saved. Think of it on this Mother's Day. You'll have to forgive me. You know, my brother-in-law is not here this morning. My wee sister's got saved. But him and his dad was at loggerheads for years. And I said to him, you should go and fix it with your dad. Because you don't know how long you have. And he did. He did do it. That's God, he done it. And his dad went home to be with the Lord recently. But he got saved. His dad got saved. Nobody thought that man would get saved. He used to go around and drink and all sorts of stuff. But he got saved. Now I want for a few moments to talk to you about great mothers. And I won't hold you too long this morning. Great mothers in the Bible. A godly woman will always do well. When she follows the standards of Christian life. When she follows God's standards. Wifehood and motherhood from the Bible. That woman will always do well. And even when there seems to be nothing, God will bless that woman. That is God's way. I want to talk about, I don't know how I can say this word, Jochebed. Jochebed. This is the mother of Moses. Jochebed, the mother of Moses, that saved her son. And that son was going to be God's prophet. On the River Nile amongst the crocodiles, she saved her son. Numbers 26 and 59 tells us that she's called Jochebed. But Exodus calls her the mother of Moses. She's Jochebed, but she's also the mother of Moses. And I believe that God moved that woman. And I believe that God inspired that woman what to do. Because Pharaoh had put out a decree that every male child be killed and be murdered. But she moved with the fear of God. And she made a basket, a wicker basket. And she put that wee boy in it. Let us read the story this morning from Exodus 2, verse 1 to 10. And there went out a man of the house of Levi and took to wife a daughter of Levi. And the woman conceived and bare a son. And when she saw him, that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. And when she could no longer hide him, she took him an ark of bulrushes and dammed it with slime and pitch and put the child therein. And she laid it in the flags by the river brink. And his sister stood afar off to wit what would be done to him. And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river, and her maidens walked along by the riverside. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the babe wept, and she had compassion on him, and said, "This is one of the Hebrew children." Then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call to thee a nurse of the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for thee?" And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go." And the maid went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, "Take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give thee wages." And the woman took the child and nursed it, and the child grew. And she brought him unto Pharaoh's daughter, and he became the son. And she called his name Moses. And she said, "Because I drew him out of the water." Strange that nothing is said about the father in this part of saving the child. The father's not mentioned, but the mother is mentioned. Jochebed looked at the little baby boy. She saw a goodly child. I believe God inspired her. I believe God moved her. This boy had to be saved. The devil wanted him killed. The enemy wanted him killed. Like every one of us, the Bible says the enemy cometh to steal, rob, and destroy. But God had a plan for Moses. And God's plan for Moses to come about worked through his mother. And I think it's amazing that the little basket went right into Pharaoh's place. And not only that, but that woman paid the mother of Moses wages to rear her own son. Amen? So I want to encourage you sisters this morning. Maybe you're getting it tight in some things, but if you pray in secret, get you in the closet and pray in secret. Don't even have to tell the husband about it. Hide yourself away and you pray to the Lord. And I'll tell you, he'll bless you. He'll get the wages. Praise God, the wages that nobody knows about. Isn't that wonderful? Wages was paid to this woman. Praise God. I believe God put it in her heart. Not a little baby. That baby was blessed. A mighty lawgiver, deliverer of the nation of Israel. A mighty prophet of God. So Moses' mother set out to work with God to spare her from the murders. Pharaoh had commanded the boys, all babies, to be killed. And I don't doubt for a minute God's spirit surely guided her as she made this little basket, this little ark of bulrushes, and she made it waterproof and put the baby in it. Imagine you mothers this morning, you think of that wee lad at the back, and you imagine Sister Linda putting that wee boy in a wee basket, and you, how much you love him and everything, and there's crocodiles and everything, and you're putting them in them waters. You'd have to have something from God. But I believe she had. I believe she had something from God, this woman. She was a great woman. And I'll tell you, not only did she do that, but she sent us wee sister Miriam down. And she watched where he went into him. Right in to the camp of the enemy. Miriam was watching. It's great to have wee sisters to watch the wee brothers sometimes, isn't it? Praise God. And I'll tell you, Moses had a great wee sister as well. This wee girl was a great girl. She played her part as well. And doing all this. And she made her plans ahead to take the baby back to the arms and as a nurse. And to train him for God, although he would now be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. And we know that as we go on later on in the Bible, that Moses reached an age, and the Bible says that Moses When Moses came of age, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. And we know that he was literally thrown out of Egypt because he killed a man. And he hid him in the sand. He thought he could deliver Israel by his own hands, but he couldn't. And he was banished to the backside of the desert. And he was 40 years in Egypt learning the ways of the Egyptians. And he was 40 years in the backside of the desert learning to herd sheep. And then one day he saw that light glowing on the mountainside, a bush burning, a flame burning that continually burnt day after day. It kept burning and he saw it. It attracted him. And people were forbidden to go on that mountain. But Moses said, I will turn aside and see this sight. And Moses turned aside to the burning bush and a voice spoke to him. And the voice said, take your shoes off, Moses, for you're standing on holy ground. And that's where Moses met with Almighty God. And God gave Moses two signs. One sign was he put his hand in here and it came out leprous. And he put it back in again and it was pure and clean. Another was he says, you see the staff you have? Hold it out and it turned a snake. And then he lifted it again, threw it down, turned a snake. And he lifted it and it turned back to staff. And he sent Moses with a staff to deliver Israel. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? But it all started because of a mother. A mother that loved a baby that had her prayers answered. Now, I'd love to preach on Moses now, but I better not. I want to keep to the women now. What about Hannah? What about Hannah? And my daughter's oldest girl's called Hannah, and I always loved the name Hannah. Mother of the prophet Samuel. And these some women. This first woman we've mentioned is the mother of Moses, the mighty prophet of God. But here we have another woman, Hannah, the mighty mother of the prophet Samuel. And I tell you, she gave him to be a Nazarite before he was even born. Before he was even born, she gave him to be a Nazarite. Hannah was one of two wives of Elkanah. But she had no children. She was barren. She couldn't have children. And Elkanah loved her more than any other woman. More than anything. The Bible says that. But she still couldn't have children. And I tell you, she went up and she knelt in the temple of God. 1 Samuel 1, 10 and 11. And it says, and she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. And she said and vowed and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid and remember me and forget not thine handmaid, but will give it unto thine handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord. All the days of his life that a razor shall not come on his head. I tell you, it's not something. It's not so wonderful. And I tell you, you know, the old priest that was in there, Eli. Now I'm not condemning him. He was an old man. Hannah's lips was moving. But he couldn't hear Hannah's prayer. But her lips were moving. And he thought Hannah was drunk. And he even says it, he thought she was drunk. Verse 14, and Eli said unto her, how long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thine wine from thee. And Hannah answered and said, no, my Lord, I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. Then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. And she said, let thine handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. Go down to verse 20. Wherefore it came to pass when the time was come about after Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son and called his name Samuel, saying, I have asked him of the Lord. This woman couldn't even have children. She prayed silently. Nobody could hear her prayer, but God could. And God hears a silent prayer. And you can be praying in your heart, and you can be genuinely praying, but nobody else hears you. And maybe people think in the prayer meeting, oh, that sister never prays. Maybe she is praying all the time. But maybe she's not praying out for others to hear. But God hears. God hears, because God knows the secrets of the heart. And Hannah's lips were moving, but there was no noise. But yet she was praying to God. And God heard then this priest Eli, when he realized that she was actually praying, what she was praying for, God granted the desire that she could have a child. Not only that she could have a child, but Samuel was born. And she called his name Samuel. And when you read your Bible, the Bible says there was no man like Samuel in all of the Bible. Because not one word of Samuel ever fell to the ground when he spoke. Every word of Samuel came to pass. And it says that the light had almost gone out in the days of Samuel. But God had Samuel to bring light. And every time somebody gets saved and God moves on somebody, and they go forward preaching, that's to bring light into this dark world we're in. And brothers and sisters, when you go out with the gospel and the message of the cross, you're bringing light to the dark world, for Jesus Christ is the light of the world. And here God answered Hannah's prayer, and God blessed Hannah. And I believe Hannah, we can say, was a great woman on this Mother's Day. And God heard her. And you come in a verse, and it touches me when I read it. I read it again this morning, and it touched me again when I read it this morning. The Bible says that Hannah loaned Samuel unto the Lord. I'll tell you what that's something. She loaned him unto the Lord. We love our children this morning, don't we? But I'll tell you, would you be willing to loan your son or your daughter unto the Lord? What are you talking about, Brother Tom? What if God really put his hand on one of these young people this morning? And he sent them all over the world. You never seen them for years. You think of it. I'll tell you, God could do it. God could do anything. You know the story of Billy Graham. Billy Graham was one of many young students from America that came to England. And they knelt at the bedside where John Wesley knelt. And there's two prints in the floor of John Wesley's kneecaps. John Wesley prayed so often and so many hours at that one spot that he wore marks into the very floor. And all the students that day left and got on the bus, and the teacher noticed there's one student was missing, and he went to find him, and he found him kneeling in the prints of John Wesley, and that one student was Billy Graham. And Billy Graham prayed, Lord, Do it again. And God done it again. God honors prayer. God honors prayer. Praise God. I'm not going to keep you. I could go on to another this morning. The next one I'd go on to the Shumanite woman. The Shumanite woman was a mighty woman. She recognized the prophet of God in 2 Kings 4, verse 9 to 10. And I'm not going to go much longer this morning because I want us just to worship a bit before we go, and I know Gary's quite a drive to go this morning, but I'll tell you, she recognized God's prophet, and you can read the whole story. But she was childless, and I tell you, God gave her a child as well. And you know the whole story, how the child died. And she came out to meet the man of God, and he sent a servant. And she said, all's well, even in the face of death, all's well. And you know the rest of the story. The man of God came back, laid himself over the child, and the child came back to life. Excuse me. Great women in the Bible. Even in the midst of death, they still trusted the Lord. I tell you, take every chance you get, Mother's Day. While we have our mothers, maybe somebody is a mother and they don't serve the Lord. Love them anyhow. That's my advice as a minister. Love them anyhow. Now I'm going to tell you this, and we're going to close, and this is, some people this won't be important, but you know, great man of God said, you know, if there's a circle and you're in it, and some Christians put you out of it, love your way back in again. And there's a brother comes here to preach that we know well, and I've actually watched in my lifetime that happen in that man's life. He was put out. He wasn't in. Now he was always in. He was saved. He was serving the Lord, but because he didn't believe the same as the rest, to put him out. But he was back with them again. He never held it against them. Now I'll tell you, that's the Spirit of God. When somebody does something on you, and you're in the right, it's hard to forgive them and love them anyhow. But when you revile not again. Thank God for the mothers this morning. Let's stand on our feet. I'm going to pray. And then a brother's going to come, and God bless you. So we'll be back 6 o'clock tonight. May the Lord bless all the mothers. But all you potential mothers. There's potential mothers in this room. You mightn't think it, you're only young girls. But you're your potential mothers. And I tell you what, prayer. You remember this day, prayer. In your life winning, prayer's the answer. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you for the Word of God, that we can turn to the Word of God, and every single thing we're ever going to face in this life is in your Word. And we can take encouragement and strength from the Word of God. Lord, I thank you for my own mother. And I thank you for all the mothers in this house and the fathers as well. And Lord, just bless them today. Give them a real blessed day today. And Lord, for those maybe mothers that went on to be with you, strengthen and bless the family. And Lord, we thank you for the wonderful memories, wonderful times. We give you all the praise and glory. We bless you that you are a God that hears and answers prayer. Pray you'll bless everyone in this house this morning. Bless and strengthen our brother Gary as he goes today, and inspire him, encourage him. Lord, may you save a soul, I pray. In Jesus' precious name. Father Samuel comes tonight and stands up behind the pulpit. I pray you'll bless him and anoint him and inspire him and save souls. Lord, we want to see souls saved. Pray for these two brothers, Lord, that go on the streets especially. Lord, we know that's the forefront of the battle, to go out into the world and preach the gospel. I'm asking you to protect them and bless them and strengthen them. And may the angel of the Lord always be near them and keep them from all the wiles of the enemy. Lord, and for the young people in this service and those at home, the beloved that's near and dear to us, cover them with your blood. Protect them, we pray, in this evil day. Give wisdom and guidance. And bless your people, we pray. And Father, we'll give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. As Brother Gary comes, we'll be back tonight at 6. And I'm sorry we didn't have a service on Thursday. Well, Lord willing, we'll be here this Thursday. And come along to our prayer and Bible study. God bless you.
Let's sing that hymn, He Didn't Come Down. Often I stop to think, just where would I be had Jesus come down from that cruel tree? Oh, Just feel free. Praise God.